Right, it's Mining Mondays, and as you know, we talk to Wayne Thompson, who's editor of MineWeb, and he takes us through some of the main stories of the week. And Wayne, I know we're going to talk about, I'm sorry, did I call you Wayne? Warren. Warren, we're going to be talking about Anglo-American's sale of the Eskom-tied thermal coal operations in South Africa. But first, I just want to chat a little bit about that delay in the mining charter being released. I mean, the minister told us with much fanfare at the mining indaba that we're going to get it by the 31st of March. Well, it is today the 10th of April.
Correct. That's right, Siki. Yeah, and obviously, if you've been following anything in mining and certainly on the political economy side of things, you would know that the mining companies and the industry have been begging for that charter to be released and to, as part of steps to remove the policy uncertainty in the industry, which is seeing it going backwards at a rapid rate. So, yes, unfortunately, no mining charters yet. I checked in with the Chamber of Mines, and they weren't sure when it was coming either. So it seems for the foreseeable future, we're not going to have one.
So that political and that that in uncertainty that then affects investment decisions at a time when we're seeing commodity prices rising, again, we are shooting ourselves in the foot.
Absolutely. And I mean, we'll talk about the Anglo deal, but the big mining companies are leaving. They're not coming in, you know. These guys are the guys, the Glencores, the BHPs and the Anglos of the world have the capital to develop projects and create jobs. They're not coming, they're leaving. So what does it say about the South African mining industry?
So Anglos are selling those thermal coal operations in South Africa. Tell us about that. Is that part of the broader restructuring?
That's correct, Siki. It's part of their portfolio restructuring. They've identified those three pillars where they really want to focus their capital, platinum, copper, and so with the coal, and certainly the Eskom-tied thermal coal operations, they have now sold that to Seriti Resources, which is headed by Mark Teke, who's the outgoing chairman of the Chamber of Mines. And so it realizes 2.3 billion rand for them, not big on the global scale, but it's certainly it's consistent with their strategy of getting their portfolio of assets right, and that does this.
And who is Seriti Resources?
So inside Seriti, you've got a couple of players. As I understand it, we've got the shareholding up. Seriti Resources is 79% black-owned.
Yeah.
It's a consortium consisting of Teke's Massimong Group Holdings, Tebe Investment Corporation, Zungu Investments Company, and then a group called Community Investment Holdings Projects. So it's a large BE component. It's majority-owned BE component that is consistent with what Eskom want for their supplies.
Okay.
And, yeah, so they said that they would be interested in buying other assets Anglo would put up for sale. So we'll see how that progresses in the future.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks, Warren. Warren Thompson, editor of MineWeb, bringing us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.